the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back, and as always, wrapping up the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coaches Corner. I don't know what you need to do, maybe do draft choices or something to get the first part of the show, Coach. You know, where
we don't mind closing it out.
You're the last thing they hear on Saturday morning.
We don't mind closing it out.
I know you're disappointed, and I'm not going to beat around the bush here. A 7-6 loss, a tough loss to the Smyrna Bulldogs last night, and a lot of penalties. I'm going to let you tell about it, but a lot of penalties. It was just not a real good game by either team, I guess, in terms of some sloppiness and stuff.
Yeah, it was a sloppy game. But you know what? When you have a rivalry game, when you have two teams, Laverne and Smyrna, and Friday night it was an actual rivalry. You know, I know in the past it hasn't been a rivalry in the sense of it was competitive. Last night it was a competitive rivalry. And, you know, you get those emotions in there. I had to talk to one of my players before the game. He just had that look, and his eyes were just bouncing all over the place. And I called him over to me, and I said, "Hey, son, come here." And he walked over to me, and I said, "No, look at me." Yeah. You know, I said, "Calm down, relax." Yeah. You know, and this was his first start, and it just so happened to be against Smyrna, and he ended up doing well. But he had a penalty. And he just WWE took a guy down, you know, and you're scrapping and you're fighting for every little bit that you can because you want to win so badly. And you play out of character sometimes. And I think some of my guys, they played out of character. We had several holding penalties, and you go back on the film and the guy's jersey's almost pulled off, you know, and it was just really tough. I'll say this from a reffing standpoint. I don't know if you really want to ref in a game like that because it's one of those, you know, you got to do your job, but at the same time you want to let the kids play. But when a guy takes a guy down, I mean, you got to call it.
Yeah, emotions are so high.
Emotions are so high, and as a ref, you know, you're trying to figure out, all right, how much. How visible do I need to be to make sure that the game is played well? And, you know, I thought they did a good job. I was just really disappointed in my guys. You know, we had not been penalized like that until Friday night. But at the same time, like I said, that's a rivalry. That's what makes it unpredictable. That's what makes – even though you may say one team is a little better than another, that's what evens everything out because you don't know how these kids are going to respond. You don't know what they're going to do or not do. And we made a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes, to be quite honest with you.
You know, if you were to ask eight out of nine people, you were probably the favorite last night.
Yes.
And that's an unusual position for Laverne to be in.
Yes.
I wonder sometimes if the kids – pick up on that and sometimes it's that, well, they were probably expected to win. Well, it's been a long time, a long drought for them to say, we can just go in there and just beat Smyrna because we're, you know, people think we're going to.
Well, I'll say this. I think that is a testament to how hard these kids have worked and the things they've been able to accomplish and what people actually see out of them. I think people see that we could be a pretty good football team. We are really struggling right now, especially with that loss. But I think that people see that. And we may have been picked by a lot of people to win because people are seeing the potential. They're seeing that we're turning some things around. We're doing some things better. At times, we play fairly disciplined. You can see that our kids are understanding our offensive and our defensive schemes a lot better. So I think people, they see the progress, and you know, that's good as a coach to know that people see, from the outside looking in, they see, hey, they're moving it in the right direction, and we are. I think I was asked, was losing, was that a positive or a negative step for the program? Well, emotionally, it's a negative step.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, emotionally, it's a big negative. We feel awful. But in the grand scheme, you know, we're still moving in the right direction. And to be picked to win the Laverne Smyrna game is an honor, but you want to win it. I could care less who they pick to win as long as we do at the end.
It
goes either way. I mean, I don't care if you pick us, because that's like a preseason poll. I don't want to be ranked number one at the beginning of the season. I want to be ranked number one at the end of the season. And I'm appreciative that we were picked to win. I just would have liked to win.
Well, let's kind of recap the game quickly here. We can't do it in 12 minutes, but it's a scoreless game.
Yes.
Until about 5:38 to go.
Yes.
You have moved up and down the field.
Yes.
With, you know, relatively good success.
They were making us earn it, but we were getting it. And it wasn't, you know – they weren't just saying, all right, we're going to roll over here and play dead,
right,
and we would just drop balls or get a penalty. It was – they were making us earn it. And they, you could tell they had prepared for our stuff. I just thought in places we were a little bit better than they were. And so we were getting 3-5, you know, then get stuffed and get nothing, and then come back and get 5 more. So we could consistently put together something, I thought, whether it was in the run game or the pass game. And, you know, just a quick – we started out in a shotgun, and we were running some misdirection stuff, and it was looking really good. And, you know, I think we had 3 holding penalties in the first – I'm not going to say the first quarter, but it might have been the first quarter. And, you know, you're only going to get about 3 drives a quarter anyway. So you're talking about we're behind the chains on every drive in the first half, you know, and or in the first quarter, excuse me. And so it kind of starts to, as the game progresses and you get late in the game, your kids now, it's 0-0. They haven't scored, but they've been moving it. I would say we were more frustrated. Our players were. Between our fumbles, our drop passes, our one interception where the ball went through the receiver's hands, popped up into the air, and the DB's waiting for it behind him. We ran a hitch and go. Guy beats his man, and it drops it. You know, Darryl James, our most steady, dependable back, breaks through the hole, gaping hole, breaks through the hole, and then defender falls in from behind, knocks it out. And, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, we couldn't win for losing. Our best players were struggling Friday night. And when your best players struggle – to make the plays that you normally accustomed to making, then it makes it really difficult. I will say this, you know, offensively, Willie Cowan has been working his way into the offensive sets. That young man did a great job in what must have been a really emotional night for him particularly. He really ran the ball hard. He did a good job of making things happen when there wasn't really anything there. And then, of course, when we got to that final drive, we had been alternating him and Darryl James, and we got to that final drive, and it just so happened that it was his time. Darryl James had the series before that, and Willie was going this series. And we got something going. He was running hard. He was hungry. We gave him the ball a couple of times. He gets it in the end zone, and, you know, they get him for an excessive celebration. You know, and I was thinking, you know, on that particular play with that particular kid, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with it. I thought at the time with him, that wasn't excessive.
An emotional game for him.
Yes.
And to only do that, you know.
Yeah.
One play, they score. One play, you score. Basically, you drive it down, score. But the penalty cost you. You have to go back, what, to the 18?
We went back to the 18. And
it's hard to get a two-point conversion from the 18-yard line.
It's hard to get a two-point conversion, and we've struggled. You know, I mean, it's not a secret. We've really struggled kicking extra points. And, you know, our kick game, our punt game is pretty good, but our kicking game itself – The PAT field goal is not where we needed to be, and so we had to really just go for something. And, you know, you throw one up, and what you hope is you get a pass interference penalty, you get the ball back at the three, and then you can try to punch it back in from there. But, you know, it didn't work out, and I'll say this. I was talking to Coach Chambers, our basketball coach, after the game, and you know, we were talking, and our guys were really emotional, and they were really upset after that loss. And, you know, if I'm going to say there's something positive, the positive thing is this: they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to be that upset after every bad performance, whether it's Smyrna, whether it's Antioch, Wilson Central, Mount Juliet. I need that kind of emotion every Friday night, and we can do, you know, what we can turn this thing around. But we need that kind of effort and that kind of emotion every Friday night. It just can't be when we play Smyrna. It has to be every Friday night, and we have to have that emotion in January in the weight room, and in December, I mean, and in February. We have to have it at other times to put ourselves in the positions to take care of business when the games are on the line. And I think that's one thing we may be struggling at a little bit right now is there are times we are too relaxed within our program, and you know, we need that emotion. We need that emotion every day, every night.
Coach, before I let you go, there's a couple of things I want to mention. CJ4.
Yes.
I was really impressed with him against Oakland. His coolness and how he works under pressure.
Yes.
I know you're happy with him too.
Yes.
And he played well last night.
He did it. 16 for 23.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know one player that dropped four balls himself. You know, that's 20 of 23. And then we had another one drop one. So you're talking about CJ4 could have had him night. If his receivers had helped him out, he could have been probably 21 of 23. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And probably somewhere near about 250, 300 yards and should have had a touchdown.
And the defense played extremely well.
The defense played extremely well. Derek Warfield is really playing well right now. Nashawn Arnwine is really playing well, one of our defensive tackles. Of course, Stephen Norman has been playing well all year. David Emanuel. If we could get people, trick him into throwing to his side all the time, I think we need to just hide him, put him in a different jersey from quarter to quarter so they can't figure out where he's at. Howard Greer made a really good play. Willie Cowan on the defensive side played really well. I mean, we've got some guys playing well right now, and we just got to put it all together on the same night, back to back to back to back weeks. You know, it doesn't get any easier for us. We've still got Shelbyville next week, and then we've got Riverdale after that, and then we've got Siegel after that, and then we've got CAK. So you're talking about, I mean, we're playing top 10 teams the rest of the way, you know, and then if you want to call it a break, we get to Blackman, and
there are no breaks.
Yeah, I know there are no breaks, you know. So, I mean, what do you do? I'll tell you what we do at Laverne. We're going to show up to practice on Monday, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to try to win on Friday night.
And there's a difference in not playing well and not playing hard.
Yes.
And I know you
yes.
want them playing hard.
They played hard. That wasn't the issue. Playing hard was not the issue Friday night.
All right, Coach. Good luck to you at Shebaville.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And Stan Stevens, always a great guest.